KBMW.
And welcome back. It's 9:08. I don't know really what to call it out there. Kind of smoky, kind of hazy, kind of partly cloudy, partly sunny. It's all of that just sort of rolled into one. As I said last hour, it's just kind of weird out there. So if you get out there and you're looking around going, yeah, it's the smoke. Well, it is Monday, July 12th, and kind of a big event coming up. We've been talking a lot about this, and it's happening on Wednesday, a demonstration field day brought to you by Wilkins Soil and Water. And I've got Don Byumpa, Kim Melton in this morning. Folks, good morning. Welcome
good
back
morning.
In.
Good morning, Bill.
So I would imagine that around your office, you're kind of busy getting ready for this thing. Tell us a little bit about this event.
Yeah, very much so. And I think one thing that we're really watching right now is the weather. Like it says, there's a chance of rain. But we do have three tents that we are going to be setting up. So whether it's rain or shine, I do want to let people know that we are planning on hosting it unless it turns into some crazy kind of thunderstorm. We do have protection out there. So we'll have we have three tents we're setting up and four tents we're setting up. And so we'll have some protection, whether it's from the hot sun or some body showers.
Right. And that's only a slight chance. And I always say in the month of July, every day there's a chance of rain.
That's true. Bill.
So let's hope for, drought purposes, just not on Wednesday.
That's right.
Well, tell us a little bit about what the day is going to entail as far as demonstrations and as far as speakers go.
Yeah. So the event kicks off at 9:30. And at 9:30, we're going to have a group discussion, which will provide individuals that are there with a broad overview of what's going on and why we're doing what we're doing and what's been done up to date. And when that is done, then the folks will be split up into four different groups. And each group will go and meet with a specific speaker. And that particular speaker will spend some time talking about why they're there and what's their specific role as it relates to the project. And as we've talked about before, we're looking at, we have the Minnesota Department of Ag there that's doing some research, and they're going to talk about the water quality aspects that are associated with the things that are being done on site. We're also going to have a soil scientist there along with John from our office. You guys have heard from John on the radio here, and they'll talk about what's going on with the soil specifically on the site. Also, we'll have Keith Anderson. He's a soil scientist. He'll be talking about some of the physical and chemical related properties as it relates to the soil. And of course, Vance Johnson, who was going to be here today, but I give him credit for not backing out of the last part of his family vacation. And he's going to be teaming with Kim here, and they're going to be talking about the economic part of the project itself.
Okay, and a lot of this too, and we've talked about this before, has to do with soil health. And Kim, why is this such an important topic, especially today?
I'm glad you asked that, because I was at a little gathering this weekend talking with some farmers, and that topic comes up. And, we have problems in and around our area with soils and with saline spots. We've got unproductive lands. We've got drowned out spots. And so I'm here to try to help farmers look at the soil in a different perspective, not what's going on above ground and how tall is the corn getting and what's our bushels, what's our yield, as to what's going on underground and what do we got going on for organisms that are helping our nutrient cycling, that are storing our water, that are supplying these vital characteristics to these plants that are going to help them thrive and build resilience ultimately. Because if we can build organic matter, we're now having a crop that's going to hold through these droughty years, and then it's going to be able to handle the wet years. And so this is something that we're trying to help farming stay sustainable. And these farmers, there's new things going on. There's cover crops coming out. There's always been change. Like, you don't see the moldboard plow out much, and before you would have never heard of that. Everybody was plowing. And so as we change and as cover crops kind of people learn that they play a key role in what we do for soil health. And so it's getting people comfortable with that and then opening their eyes to looking at it from a new angle and a new perspective on what is going on in the soil, not just on top.
Thumbnail the demonstrations, because I'm fascinated when you talk about these, the demonstrations that are going to be going on Wednesday.
Yeah, they're going to be great. We have the rainfall simulator, so that unleashes this rainstorm on these soil types. We've got these pans that are just thick. They're like 4 or 5 inch thick pans, and so we've collected the soil deep down, not just the surface. And so we're going to see how these soils handle this rainstorm. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because they got big clear jugs that collect the waters that goes through the soil and then it runs off. And so you can see firsthand right now how it's handling it, what the soil is looking like. So that one is always really cool. They have the wind erosion simulator where they turn on, they actually use a leaf blower, and then they clock the speed of the wind, and you can see as the particles get caught on this big white paper how much soil does go in a certain amount of time. And you'll be amazed at how little wind it takes to move the soil across the ground. And then we've got the soil undies, so we've buried underwear out there, 100% cotton underwear. And so the band is usually all that is left if you've got a good soil that's eating this cotton. And
right.
So it's just amazing how that just kind of comes alive. And, I mean, people don't think of soil as alive, but, you know, I was just telling kids last week at the library session that we went to, you know, soil is alive. They all said it was dead, but they were blown away, and they were really happy to know that soil is alive, and there's lots of microorganisms working in there for it. So that's always a really fun one to showcase. And then we'll just have some tools and other things that we use to diagnose the soil that farmers are more than welcome to come into our office and use these anytime. And I constantly tell people too, you know, they see the 3 penetrometers sitting in my office and they're like, when can I use that? And I'm like, anytime you want. I was like, come and grab it. And so
sure.
We want to make that aware to people that, you know, we don't care if you're in North Dakota or Minnesota, because we are all dealing with the same soil type here. And so there is no border here. Like, come on over. That's just fine. And so
this is kind of for everybody.
It is.
Right,
we're all in the same boat here in the valley. So,
and location, yeah. location. Where are we going to be doing this?
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be just north of St. Francis, the medical complex there, right off of State Highway 75 there.
Okay.
And look for the signs. Take the frontage road. You'll see the signs located in the southwest corner of the cornfield that's right there that Vance has.
Fantastic. And this is the first year of what hopefully is going to be a 5-year span?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want to add just a little bit to what Kim was talking about. You know, she talked about the limitations that we're trying to address in the field at the field scale. But when you really take a look at the big picture, take a step backwards, water quality, water quantity issues are problems in the Red River Basin. And we certainly do want to work with everybody in the Red River Basin to help them learn about the value of soil mm-hmm. health, because it really is the bedrock to helping to promote good land and water related resources. And we've got some serious challenges with water quality in our rivers, and we have erosion issues as well as flooding issues from mm-hmm. time to time. And when we have good healthy soils in place on the landscape, it helps to address all of those resource related concerns and issues.
Do you ever come up against some misconceptions? Because everybody's first thought is, hey, it's the Red River Valley, we've got the best soil on earth, but there are issues. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the clay itself, the clay content, because, you know, we are the bottom of the glacier. And so for the longest time, this sat in saturated soil. And so we're full of clay. And mm-hmm. so that can in itself is a challenge at times, because when we get these rains, it holds moisture. And a lot of times we have problems with that. You know, I remember a couple years ago, we were telling the rain to shut off, you know, and we were worried about getting crops off. And now here we are. In a different scenario, but every year poses different threats to the soil, I guess you could say, and how they deal with it and how we handle it is something that you can build up and add soil health to your soil and help it be more resilient to these changes.
In a real life misconception, you know, there's this mindset out there that you have to work the soil in order for it to be dry enough for you to go out and do your spring planting or even tillage. And we have farmers that are seasoned in soil health right here in the valley who can testify that they're able to go out into their farm fields and it'll carry the equipment that they need to do the work that needs to be done
mm-hmm.
when some of their neighbors nearby that aren't utilizing these programs, they'll go out and make alligator tracks throughout the field trying to mud their crop in. So it works, and it's just a matter of there's not one recipe for every field. Every field is a little bit different, and that's why we're here. We can sit down with you and help you identify what those specific issues are that you're trying to manage in your field and get connected with the folks that are experts in the field to help you figure out what's the specific recipe that's going to work for you in your field.
And we're going to be doing the morning show out there, too. So we're going to see you two bright and early on Wednesday. I'll be out there at 6 o'clock and do the entire morning show. And we're going to talk with you two. We'll talk with some of your speakers out there. This is going to be fun and some great information.
Yes, it sure will, Bill.
Absolutely. Don and Kim, thanks so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
We'll see you Wednesday.
All right. 918 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.